Louis Gohmert on Mueller, This Is Not a Good Man. By Robert Krajicek on April 21, 2019. Representative Louis Gohmert, RTX, said Robert Mueller is not a good man, and as FBI director purged experienced and competent agents in pursuit of yes men. He offered his remarks in a Friday interview on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Gohmert reflected on Mueller's tenure as FBI director. I gave him a pass the very first time I questioned him years ago, when he was FBI director, recalled Gohmert. But then after that, I found out how much damage he was doing to the FBI. More than anybody, including Hoover in his worst days. It was astounding. He ran off thousands and thousands of years of experienced special agents in charge of offices. Often went from having 25 years experience to 5 or 6 years experience. He did not want anything but yes men. He didn't want people with experience. He didn't want law enforcement agents with experience. Listen. This guy is not a good guy, added Gohmert, and I've been saying that since the day he was appointed. This was a disastrous mistake. He had been begging Trump to appoint him as FBI director again. One day before he was offered the special counsel position. And Trump refused, and a day later he gets the chance to not just prosecute Trump but also persecute him, and that is what he has been doing. Both, Robert Mueller, and his joint at the hip buddy Comey. They both have a history of leaking when they want to hurt somebody that they don't have evidence to prosecute. They've done that. In fact, if you go back to James Hatfill, who Mueller accused of being behind the anthrax killings after 9/11, and at one point it was so bad that President Bush called him in and said, "There doesn't appear to be any evidence against this guy. You sure it's the right guy?" He said, 100%. Well, there was no evidence. Gohmert continued, James Comey and Robert Mueller went after James Hatfill, like they went after Ted Stevens when the FBI totally manufactured a case under Mueller's watch. And in that case, they prosecuted an innocent man. Not just maybe not guilty but totally innocent. And got him convicted because they had gotten warrants. Grabbed all the evidence Ted Stevens needed to prove his innocence, and didn't give him that. They created, and manufactured evidence. And they were able to convict a guy just days before the election, which he lost by maybe a couple of thousand votes. Gohmert concluded, this is not a good man. He should not have been allowed to get anywhere near a special counsel job. And I don't care what Lindsey Graham says, he just doesn't know the man like I do. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.